Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
Well, our next guest is here. Hi. One more time.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Please introduce yourself for us.
Of course. My name is Chloe Duesberg. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Driftscape. We're a mobile app platform for local cultural organizations to share so that they can reach a broader audience and so that users have a great way to find really in-depth information about local arts, culture, and history all in one place.
That's cool. Can you tell us, walk us through it. Tell us how it works.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Because, like, if I'm here, right, I don't know what's going on.
Exactly. So we especially want people who are attending Collision to know about it because it's a great resource to find out what's happening in Toronto. Mm-hmm. There's over 30 local organizations already using the platform, including Heritage Toronto, Toronto Public Library, some of our great local magazines like Now and Spacing, and you can find it all in one spot. And we're super excited for Collision especially. We've done a partnership with the Canadian National Exhibition, which runs Canada's largest fair on this site and has done so since 1879. And it has a really fantastic and quirky history. And right now you can step outside this building, or even while you're in this building, and turn on our recently announced augmented reality mode for iOS. And you can just hold up your phone, zoom around, and find markers that represent places of interest in space. Read all about it. You can find events that are happening, places of interest, as well as tours. So there's a lot to explore.
So is your target demographic tourists or just people
It's
in the
both.
Area?
So we often say tourists who are looking for something a little out of the ordinary and curious locals. There's lots of people who say they've lived in Toronto all their life and they continue to be able to use the app to discover new stuff. So
that's awesome. Yeah.
Sure. Because, I mean, especially in a major Met like this that is sprawling, to say the least, there's going to be all kinds of parts of town that you may have never even gone to, like, so there'd be all kinds of activities and stuff that you'd never have known about.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll obviously have the app on my phone, and as I'm traveling around the city going to new neighborhoods, you're constantly getting notified that there's interesting stuff nearby. And even in parts of the city you're familiar with, because we partner with a bunch of festivals and events, there's constantly new stuff popping up.
Oh,
so you can walk down your street and be like, oh, this is happening here this weekend. It's a great way to essentially keep being reminded of all that stuff that you're interested in that's not always the easiest kind of stuff to find.
Sure.
And it's also just a great way to learn about the history of the place in a way that is extremely memorable. When you learn about it and you're physically there and you can read about the building and look at it or hear someone telling you the story about it, you really connect to both the story and the place in a way more powerful way.
And how do you guys populate those markers on your app?
So we do it, we don't create any of the content. We partner with respected organizations in Toronto and in the other cities we're expanding to.
Okay.
So essentially it's a software as a service platform. Mm-hmm. Organizations pay to host their content on Driftscape. Okay. It's also part of our mission to support local arts, culture, and history. So there's a handful of organizations who we offer free use of the platform to because they're just making such fantastic content.
Yeah, definitely.
It's great for users, and it's great for them to just get the exposure for this great stuff.
Sure. And so what kinds of events and organizations are we looking at here? Are we looking at more traditional art? So we're looking at like maker events. What kind of stuff fits into this platform?
It's everything. So we try to be really inclusive. We have partners ranging from Heritage Toronto, that's a sort of an arm's length organization of the city of Toronto, sharing the city's official history. We have events right now. There's a vocal arts festival, so you can find all their events.
Okay.
We have a layer dedicated just to Indigenous history. And we welcome all different types of perspectives, and we think that that's something particularly valuable. Like, you can hear not just the official story about a place, but all different perspectives and hear from a bunch of different communities in one spot. And the user can select what they're interested in. So if they say, oh, I only want to hear from about history, or I just want to see from these handful of specific organizations, they're in control of that. So
Okay.
So if I want to go to a historical landmark, for example, would there be maybe a video attached to the location that I'm looking for, or like some sort of other resource to look at?
Potentially even augmented reality.
Yeah, exactly.
As well as augmented reality.
with the new feature.
Yeah, so we host all types of multimedia content. So we have audio, video, obviously text and images, mm-hmm. and you can find it all in augmented reality. So yeah, it's really open. We developed this platform in collaboration with the types of organizations that we want to serve. So if they're producing content in a format, we're doing our best to make sure that we can accommodate it.
Okay. I'm just only asking for like self-guided tours. I know that you have other tours that would be collaborating with your application, but yeah like self-guided tours, you'd want to know.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Definitely.
Interesting. Okay, so if I'm hosting maybe a weekend-long Maker Festival,
mm-hmm.
I come to the platform, I sign up, I pay whatever it is, and I put all my information in. I can say who's going to be there?
I'm not quite sure.
Like the makers, I can put in information about the different,
oh, absolutely.
The different artists and makers that are going to be there?
Yeah, so once we partner with an organization, so say it's your Maker Faire,
okay.
You have access to our web portal where you can publish content, edit content instantly.
Okay.
So you can go in and say everything you want. You can link to the websites of all of the different people that will be there.
Okay.
You can change
awesome.
Your content in real time. We can do additional promotion of your event. So we can send a platform-wide notification to let people know that this is happening.
Okay.
But yeah, we really put the organizations who use our platform in control.
Okay.
So we sometimes refer to it as distributed authority to publish. We work with organizations we trust, and once they're part of the platform, they have complete ability to control their content and make it live, take it up, like publish it, take it down. It's all within their control.
I really like that term, distributed authority to publish. as a software engineer, I like that term. So I sign up, I put my information in, I get all my makers listed with links to their websites if they've got them. I can put maybe photos of past versions of the event, last year's event.
Yeah, exactly.
Perhaps some videos from the show if the show's here, and then obviously dates and times and location, obviously, because that's... Without that, it's worthless.
You need all of that.
And then when people are in the area, they can either get notified or just find out by browsing interesting things coming up.
Exactly. And for
awesome.
We do a couple of other things that I'll mention for our partner organizations. So we have a feature we call micro regions that would allow you to reveal certain content to people once they're at your event.
Nice.
So then you could say, you know, you can do it to gamify the experience a bit and have a scavenger hunt or just, help... make it a little bit more of an experience. Mm-hmm. And you can also use it simply to share a higher level of detail that people want to know once they're there, but they don't necessarily want to know when they're across town.
Sure.
And we also provide a ton of analytics.
Nobody needs to know where the food trucks are if they're not here.
Yeah.
But we would like to know. We need
to
know.
Yeah.
And then we also provide analytics. We can tell you how often your content was visited, which content's most popular, where your visitors are coming from by their first three digits of postal code, as well as how long they stayed. So we have really robust analytics. We can do all of that without asking the user to create an account or provide any personal data whatsoever. So as a partner who's using the platform, you'll get a report that tells you all about your visitors.
Okay.
When is this application live?
So we launched our iOS in November of 2017 and our Android in May of last year.
Nice.
We launched augmented reality just last week. It's currently iOS only, but we'll be following with the Android
version.
And is
that only in Toronto? Or?
Currently, our content is only in Toronto.
Okay.
At the end of this month, we'll be launching in other areas in Ontario. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping to grow, and that's obviously just the beginning. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Sure. And so... As an alpha here at Collision, what are your goals here?
Well, we'd love to essentially just spread the word about us, obviously talk to other companies in the same space, potentially make connections with investors, get some great media coverage, so thank you for that.
Absolutely. I scanned through all of the exhibitors, and yours definitely
stood out.
Definitely stood
Amazing.
Out.
Yeah.
It was because it's we are involved in a couple of in the planning side of a couple of mm-hmm. events in addition to attending other ones, and so you know getting the word out about yeah. those events can be a real pain, and it's the reason why the Maker event was my example is that's one of the things that we run, which has a very art and culture.
Amazing.
Focus to it, right?
Well, we should chat. You should yeah. continue using or consider using Driftscape.
Yeah,
of course.
We'll definitely have to.
We are
talk
based in the United
Tampa,
States.
Tampa, Florida, yeah. so we're.
Okay, well, we do have within the app capacity to support multiple regions. We cool. haven't done it yet, essentially because we've been, you know, want to make sure we get
yeah.
the model right before we expand.
Because you're an alpha.
Exactly. but there's certainly no limitations to our ability to do that,
sure.
and we have it so that if a if a user's in Tampa, they download the app, they're only going to see stuff in Tampa and likewise. So we have it
sure.
all, you
Definitely.
Know, made to show the user only what's relevant to them, regardless of their location.
That is so cool. I love this. I can't wait. As you were describing it, I grabbed my phone. I'm like, I'm going to install this right now.
Amazing.
Oh, the Wi-Fi is still down.
All the Wi-Fi is still down.
Well, we can't help with that.
So, but Michelle has logged it down for us. So we will definitely be installing this. Because we're here for a while, including after the event, so we'd love to see some of the stuff that's going on
yeah,
around here.
Yeah, sightseeing is going to be like.
And I definitely want
right
to see
after.
The augmented reality here at the.
Yeah.
So does Michelle.
Check it out.
Yeah. We're all excited to see this, and obviously others are going to be as well. And if they want to find out more about the platform and follow your corporate journey, how can they do that?
Well, obviously, you can download the app today on the for iOS or Android, and you can find us online at driftscape.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you so yeah. much for coming and talking
yeah,
to
definitely.
Us today.
This is a great idea. We yeah. love having you on the show.
Well,
I cannot wait
so
to
much.
Play with it.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Yep. Have a good rest of the collision.
You too.